Our guest in the cafe this morning is the executive director of CASA, the court-appointed special advocates of Hunt County, Lori Cope. Good morning.
Good morning.
And we should say that CASA helps children, advocates for children in the foster care system, just in case someone doesn't know that. But April is Child Abuse Prevention Month, so it's timely that we have you here.
Thank you. Yes, it's good to be here.
Let's talk about the situation in Hunt County. You've seen an increase in the number of child abuse cases or children in foster care over the last year.
Kind of the same thing. A child doesn't enter in the foster care system unless they've been removed from an abusive home.
Yeah.
So these children are abused. We have close to 200 children right now in Hunt County that's in the care of CPS. And so that compares to about 140 children at this time last year.
Is that, do you see an increase every year pretty much, or is it just kind of depend on the given year?
Every year we've seen an increase.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah. And we've talked about this before, and you attribute a lot of it to drug problems.
I would say that's our number one reason, parents on drugs. So then their main goal of the day is to find drugs. And then these children are neglected and then often abused.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about the observance of Child Abuse Prevention Month. Blue is the color of Child Abuse Prevention Month. And I saw the Hunt County Courthouse beautifully lit up in blue light the other night.
Yes, it looks so nice.
Is that every night or during the month, or was it just that one night?
He's going to leave them up as long as he can throughout the month of April.
He being?
Tim Cruz.
With the county?
Yes.
Yeah. So you have some things going on that relate to that during the month. The blue pinwheels are going to be seen all over the place?
Well, in one spot, actually, in downtown Greenville, and it's actually called The Spot, and it's at the corner of Wesley and Lee Streets in downtown Greenville. And we blue pinwheels and blue flags are placed to represent the number of children served by CASA for Hunt County, as well as the Children's Advocacy Center.
Mm-hmm. I read that the color blue became the color for Child Abuse Prevention Month. There was a particular grandmother in Virginia who just decided to tie a blue ribbon to the antenna of her car. So people would ask, what's that about? And she would respond, well, it's in observance of Child Abuse Prevention Month.
And right now in downtown Greenville, if you drive through there, there's a lot of blue ribbons tied at businesses.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
We're talking with Lori Cope, and Lori is the executive director of CASA, the court-appointed special advocates for Hunt County. So child abuse may mean different things to different people. What do we define as child abuse specifically?
Child abuse is when a child is, there's several different kinds. Physical abuse, of course, you know, there's indicators as bruises, broken bones, those kind of things. But we also look at neglect as being a form of abuse.
Which would mean children who are not fed adequately or bathed or anything of that nature.
Correct. You know, there's that minimum standard of food, clothing, shelter, but you're also looking at parents need to provide safety, education, and there needs to be an attachment bond between parent and child.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You were telling me before we got started that there are certain stressors, you called them, but certain factors that tend to cause this.
Yes.
But we've already mentioned the drug issue.
Oh, the drug issue. But, you know, we have parents who themselves have low self-esteem or they were abused as a child. The stresses of poverty in our county, you know, unemployment, restricted mobility, poor housing. But again, you know, abuse is not limited to families in poverty. Abuse occurs in mm-hmm. many families.
Mm-hmm. I was reading, however, that incidence of child abuse tends to be greater in rural areas and low-income areas.
Yes, because of the lack of resources and services that are provided to help families.
Mm-hmm. Another thing, Lori, and this almost goes without saying, but it's important for people to report child abuse if they see what they think may be a case of it.
Yes, it's an allegation, so it will be investigated. And, you know, and it's not against the parents, it's for the children that allegation needs to be reported. And there's a Texas hotline number, and it's 800-252-5400. You can also go online to www.txabusehotline.org.
And I'll bet if people did a search for child abuse hotline, probably it would pop up.
Yes, I'm sure
if they did it that way as well. So there's also an event with the churches on Sunday, April 30th?
Yes. Nationally, it's called Blue Sunday. It's a day of prayer. And it's when churches are and congregations are asked to pray for the children, but also those people who rescue the children.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess anytime someone would like to volunteer with your organization, you'd be glad to see them, huh?
Oh, you bet. Yeah.
And your office is in downtown Greenville, right across from the Courthouse Square.
Yes, it sure is.
And people who've been around a long time know that is the old McGoy Drug Building. But you have,
yes,
have to be up there in years to know that, Lori.
Yes.
I tell you. Thanks for having a cup of coffee with us again.
Thank you, John Mark.
Lori Koch, the Executive Director of CASA, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.